91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 3. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. An update now on the fire in Quinte West we've been telling you about today. Charges have now been laid in connection with that fire. Smoke started billowing out of the Runway Power Sports Building on the corner of Highway 2 and Aikens Road shortly before 6 this morning. As firefighters put out the blaze, they noticed some suspicious items and passed the information on to Quinte West OPP. Charged with arson by negligence and production of a controlled substance is 21-year-old Kerry Brewitt from Quinte West. He remains in police custody. Runway Sports also had a serious fire at their former location on White's Road sometime last year. The cause of that fire is unknown. There's a new and innovative artist in town using materials you wouldn't normally see in a piece of art. Miller Reynolds has the story.
Jeff Mann is an artist that uses car parts to expose art lovers to an important underlying message. By depicting scenes like city landscapes and roadkill, Jeff not only shows the beauty of car parts, but also the way cars are shaping our world.
For me, the ability to kind of realize the problem and realize what needs to be done, and then to be able to take that and present that information along with the art is really great for me.
Jeff's artwork will be on display at the Parrot Gallery in the Belleville Library until February 23rd. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
An Alberta high school football player who lost four teammates in a car crash says he dreams of getting back into sports. Speaking at an Edmonton rehabilitation hospital, 16-year-old Zach Judd says he's working with physiotherapists to overcome a brain injury and restore his sense of balance. He describes some of his tribulations in the process.
In physio, they push me to do things that I can't really do. I couldn't do at first, but now I can. So they've helped me. At first it was really hard, but now it's not that hard. Running, jumping, walking.
Last October, a pickup truck driven by a suspected drunk driver plowed into a car carrying teen football players from the Grand Prairie Composite High School Warriors. Walter Borden Wilkins, Matthew Deller, Tanner Hildenbrandt, and Vincent Stover were killed. Judd was the only survivor in the car and says he's looking forward to getting back to school next month. The FBI says hackers have intercepted a sensitive conference call between the Bureau and Scotland Yard cybercrime investigators. Reporter Sugar Magani says a loose-knit hacking collective has claimed responsibility.
The Bureau says it's hunting those responsible for illegally obtaining information intended for law enforcement officers. The hacking collective, known as Anonymous, has released a roughly 15-minute long recording of what appears to be a conference call focusing on tracking and prosecuting its members.
British police say the intercepted call poses no immediate risk to operations. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In local Junior A, a hockey great will make an appearance in Trenton tonight when the Golden Hawks face off against the Lindsay Muskies. Wendell Clark will be signing autographs and dropping the puck at 7:30. The retired hockey player is perhaps best known for being number 17 of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Elsewhere in Junior A, Coburg Cougars meet the Peterborough Liftlock Stars tonight at 7. Cougars coach Justin Teekle says he expects Peterborough to play a spoiler to lower Coburg's chances of moving up in the playoff rankings.
We know they're going to come and work hard. I don't think there's any teams in our division that take nights off, so especially with being their last game of the season, I know they're going to come out and work hard. And we've had some success against them this year, so this is actually a very, very big game for our team, too, so we're going to be prepared and ready to play.
The last time the two teams met, Coburg won 5-3. In other Junior A action, Wellington Dukes will be on home ice at the Wellington and District Community Center when they face off against Whitby tonight at 7:30. In the OHL, the Belleville Bulls are at Kitchener tonight at 7:30. And in the NHL, Ottawa will host the New York Islanders tonight at 7:30. The Senators have lost four straight heading into tonight's matchup. There are four other games on the schedule for tonight. And in basketball, the scene is set for the NBA All-Star Game in Orlando. Dwight Howard of the host Magic was the top vote-getter with 1.6 million votes. The game will take place February 26th. The Toronto Raptors look to end their two-game losing skid tonight when they host Washington. The Wizards are a dismal 1-9 on the road this season. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today it's mainly cloudy with a high of plus 3. Tonight, still cloudy, clearing before the morning, and a low of minus 7. Saturday, we'll see some sunshine with a high of minus 1. Sunday, still sunny, low of minus 10 and a high of minus 1. Monday, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of minus 6 and a high of plus 3. Tuesday, sunny but dropping down to a low of minus 12 and a high of minus 5. Right now, it's 3 degrees. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.